May we never forget his goodness. Today is Thanksgiving Day at Lane Prairie Baptist Church. It's a day that we set aside each year that we come together, we sing together, we hear the word together, and then we break bread together. We're going to go over here and we're going to have some turkey and ham and dressing and a bunch of other stuff. And so I tell you, I shouldn't have told y'all that. You know, your mind's going to be on that. I shouldn't have said that. No. But I'm going to tell you something. God has been good to us. And I'm going to ask you a question. Has he been good to you? If he's been good to you, by the way, you must declare it. You can't keep it to yourself. You got to tell what the Lord has done. If you have a copy of the scripture, I want you to go to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. This is a call to worship. Psalm 100. Worship calls us to focus on who the Lord is and what he has done. The Lord, according to John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, he is seeking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what he's looking for. If you look at Psalm 100, by the way, every single verse will have the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Look at verse 1. Unto who? The Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Know ye that the Lord, verse 3, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. By the way, I want to remind us, you didn't make yourself. God had his hand on you in your mother's womb, according to Psalm 139. He knows your inner being. He knows everything about you. He had his hand on you in your mother's womb, and he's protecting you and taking care of you every single day of your life. Thank God for that. But it is he that made us, not we ourselves. And by the way, that goes cross-grained against what people in America say. We did it. We're proud Americans. We've accomplished everything. Let me tell you what, you didn't accomplish anything apart from the grace of God and his provision for you. The Bible says in James 1:18, every good and perfect gift comes from above. If you have any gift today, it's from the Lord. And then look at verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good. Do you believe that today? The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. This great treatise here that's been written, Psalm 100, it's a psalm of praise. And it calls true worshipers in to worship the Lord. And I want to challenge you today, as we come into this time together, that we'll be indeed thankful for what God's done for us. We'll not forget his many blessings. I like throughout the scriptures, by the way, we're called to give thanks. You know, a lot of people say, well, I know that's in the Old Testament, Brother Jerry. Is it really in the New Testament? Absolutely. The Old Testament, let me give you some verses. I hope you'll jot these down. Psalm 50, verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving. It's an offering that you give to him. And pay the vows to the Most High. Psalm 50, verse 14. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who, what? Daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Psalm 95, verse 2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You say, okay, that's, and there's many more. I wished I had time. Our verse today, Psalm 92, verse 1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks to God. It's a good thing to give thanks to God. But in the New Testament, we find one of the things that I want you to hear today, if you are being filled with the Spirit, and by the way, we're commanded to do that in Ephesians 5:18, it says that we're to be filled with the Spirit. the Spirit. We're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. By the way, let me tell you, when you got saved, you received the Holy Spirit. He came in your life, okay? And he came in, but I want you to know, that's where he is. He's inside of you. You didn't get an arm and a leg of the Spirit one day, an arm and leg. You got all of the Holy Spirit. In fact, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. In other words, it is a seal that means we are secure in Christ. We belong to Christ. We are those who are protected by Christ. We are the ones that are his dear children. And we're to give thanks for that, church. We're to give thanks for what he's done. And Ephesians 5, it goes on to say, you remember it says, we're to be filled with the Spirit. That's a command, okay? You're to be being filled with the Spirit. Every single day, we ought to pray for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. By the way, for that to take place, you got to get rid of all sin. Confess all sin. And when you do that, the Bible says you will speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. In other words, it doesn't matter what we're singing, whether we're singing a hymn or whether we're singing a praise chorus. It doesn't matter what we're singing. We're singing words that are bringing adoration to God. And we're to be a part of that. We're not to sit on our hands. We're not to fold ourselves and say, well, I don't like that song. We're to give praise to God, church. But he goes on down and he says, catch this, giving thanks always unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss that. We're to always give thanks. If you're being filled with the Holy Spirit, one of the evidences of you being filled, catch this, you'll be singing and making melody in your heart to God, but also you will be giving thanks, don't miss this, for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be giving, he is the source of every good and perfect gift for all things, every situation, every circumstance you find, you'll give thanks for it, knowing, catch this, that we have a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we would ask or think. Ephesians chapter 3, the prayer that Paul prayed for the church. So I want to tell you today, we're to give thanks. If you're being filled with the Spirit, it will be a natural result for you to give thanks. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Colossians has a lot to say about it. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, Colossians 3, 15, in which also you are called into one body, and be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to ask you a question today. What's keeping you from giving thanks? What is it in your life? What obstacle do you have that you seem to get up and you focus on what's not happening instead of what God is doing? What is it? What's that barrier in your life? By the way, don't blame your husband or your wife, because that's not going to work. God says, wrong answer. Don't blame your children, those sweet little kids. What are y'all laughing about? Wasn't there a bunch of sweet little kids up here a while ago? Weren't they so sweet? That ought to make us happy. But I'm going to tell you what, some of them look like they could be sweet and active. Is a good word. But we're to give thanks, church. That's the command of God as we follow after him. So I want to give you three things today. First of all, thanksgiving should be expressed. Thanksgiving should be expressed. Remember Psalm 100? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful and bless his name. Listen to me. How do we enter into the presence of God? by thanksgiving. You want to get in the presence of God? You want God to show up in this place today? Just start thanking him for something. By the way, the person next to you and the other person next to you, I want you to tell them one thing you're thankful for right now. Do it. Okay. Now, if that was hard for you, you got a problem. Because thanksgiving should be expressed. A thankful heart, don't miss this, a thankful heart looks upward. You know what I like about Thanksgiving? I like about Thanksgiving because it's not one of those deals that they do a lot of advertising. They start trying to, or they're already having Black Friday sales on Thursday of this week. But I want to tell you something. What I like about Thanksgiving, there's no pilgrim hype. There's no, it's just a holiday that helps us express ourselves to God. We give thanks to him. You remember in Luke 17, there were 10 lepers. You remember this, don't you? There were 10 lepers. And by the way, lepers in that day had to be away from their family, had to be away from anyone that they knew. They stayed in colonies. They were gathered together. Why? Because they couldn't be near someone because they could give someone the disease of leprosy. And these people, sometimes when leprosy progresses, they start losing different digits of their fingers. Their fingers would just kind of be off. The lepers in that day were outcasts. Outcasts from their family, outcasts from their friends. They huddled together. But let me tell you what, there was one who wasn't afraid to be near them, and his name was Jesus. Aren't you glad? And Jesus went in the midst of them, these 10 lepers, and he said, he healed them. And then what did he say? Go show yourself to the priest, which, by the way, was the Old Testament custom. Go show yourself to the priest. He can make it authentic that you've been healed. And they went and showed themselves to the priest, but guess what? Only one out of the 10 came back. Now, let's don't be too hard on those 9, because we can be in that group many times in our own lives. God gives us blessings, and we're not thankful for them. But they found that this one came back, and he gave thanks. But let me tell you what Jesus did. He didn't only heal him physically, he healed him spiritually. Remember what he said? He says, your faith has made you whole. You have been healed, and you have not only been healed of leprosy, no longer will you have to be away from your family, away from your friends. You can be with them, and God has transformed you. By the way, our life before we came to Christ, we were in the miry clay, and God set our feet on the rock. Our life before Christ was darkness. Ephesians 2 says we were walking in darkness. We were living according to the course of this world. We were living according to the prince of the power of the air, the devil. We were controlled by the devil. But listen to me. We have a God that's able to deliver us from that. And when you got saved, praise God, he delivered you from darkness. He brought you into his glorious light. And by the way, that's what happened to this leper. He was thankful for what God had done for him. He was made whole. And by the way, let me tell you something. You too can be made whole by thanksgiving. Psychologists today tell us that sincere gratitude, thanksgiving, is the healthiest of all human emotions. You realize that? In other words, when you find someone is being thankful, a thankful heart will endear others to us and us to others. For see, thanksgiving is not only good for the giver, it's also good for the receiver. Did you hear me? Whenever you go and give thanks to the Lord, you're being a blessing to someone else, but you're also, they're going to bless you. We must have, catch this, I want you to hear this. Thanksgiving should be expressed. We must lift our heads upward to God, and then that involves having the right attitude of gratitude. Let me ask you, what is your attitude today? Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Have you developed that attitude? We live, by the way, in a very selfish world. We live in a world that's me-oriented. And by the way, Thanksgiving is something that a lot of people have trouble with. We don't thank God for people in our lives. We don't thank God for, I know some of you husbands, you ought to thank God for your wife every day. Amen? But do we? Do we express that? Thanksgiving is to be expressed. Do we thank God for our children? Do we let them know, hey, you're a gift from God, and God gave you to me, and I'm so glad he did. I'm thankful. Well, to be thankful, the Bible says our attitudes are reflected in our thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving is a sacrifice pleasing to God. You remember over there in Hebrews 13, 15, it says, let us therefore give thanks to God. Praise the Lord. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Thanksgiving must be expressed. How many of us are expressing thanksgiving? I know this Thursday, you're going to gather around the table and there's going to be more food there than you know what to do with. And you're going to say, boy, I tell you what, this is what Thanksgiving is all about, food and football. But I want to tell you what, I want to encourage you as a family, turn your hearts upward towards God this Thursday and remind your children and your grandchildren that this day has been set aside for us to give thanks to God. We're going to turn our heads upward to God because of what he has done. It leads us. It should be expressed, and that's what the leper did, and that's what Psalm 100, he's saying, we're to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. He's asking us to express it, folks. But secondly, our thanksgiving should be expansive. In other words, it must cover all areas of our life. Notice this. In this thing, a thankful heart speaks up. By the way, if you're thankful today, you need to speak up, right? Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn to the person behind you in the pew, and I want you to tell them something you're thankful for. Now. Amen. That's good. You're expressing it. It calls for us to have a real acknowledgement of our blessings, folks. We're to thank the Lord. We're to express that. By the way, we're to thank him for the blessings of life. You know, we ought to say, thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've given me. Without you, I'd be nowhere, Lord. Without you, I don't know where I'd be, Lord, today. If you hadn't come and saved me and delivered me from my old way of life, I don't know where I'd be today. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life. Do you realize that 2/3 of the world are going to go to bed hungry tonight? Now, I know we're kind of removed from that because we can go in the pantry. We have all sorts of food in the pantry. We can go to the refrigerator. We have all sorts of food in the refrigerator. We can go to the freezer. We have all sorts of food in the freezer. We're removed from that. But I want to tell you something. 2/3 of the world are going to go to bed hungry tonight. And yet, we take that for granted. That God has provided us that wonderful food that he's given us. I've been to Africa. I've been to the Philippines. Excuse me. And the people over there, they take off their clothes at night. They wash them. They hang them up. And they get up the next morning. They put those same clothes back on. They do it time after time after time. Our church was going down to Mexico, down near Tampico. And as you go down through Tampico, there, we went on the outskirts of the town. As we went on the outskirts of the town, they literally had just a place where everybody threw their trash. Their leftovers, their trash was placed there. But there were several people digging through that trash to find one morsel of food. When you sit down today at the table here at Lane Prairie, you're to give thanks. Let me tell you something. I believe when you go to a restaurant, you ought to give thanks. Hello? Because you know what you're doing? You're demonstrating to everybody there that you're indeed thankful. You say, well, I'd be embarrassed to do that, Brother Jerry. Well, why would you be embarrassed? God has provided for you. I don't know how many times we've given thanks and someone will come by and say, you know what? We appreciate you giving thanks to God. They're at the table. We appreciate you doing that. We're to give less thankful. We're to expand that to the blessings of life. Remember, we are to be thankful for the time and place of our salvation. Do you remember where you got saved? By the way, you ought to. You were there when it happened. You say, well, I don't remember when I got saved. Well, if you don't remember you got saved, you need to get down here today and you need to get saved. Okay? Because you ought to remember at least the place. You might not remember the exact day, but you ought to remember the place where you got saved. Thank God. You should remember the horrible condition you were before you came to Christ. You should remember where you are now. Wow. And we should remember how much God has blessed us. Well, I tell you, God's been good to me. I've come a long way from shining shoes in a barber shop. That was one of my first jobs. My dad, there was a barber in our church in Austin, and he said, you need someone to shine shoes in your shop. He said, well, I've been thinking about getting a shine boy. And guess what? I was it. I was the one. My dad volunteered me. 25 cents a shine. They'd a lot of times tip you another 25 or maybe more if you did a good job. My first church I served, I made $40 a week. $40 a week. My first full-time church I served, I made $150 a week. God's been good. We've come a long way. We need to teach our children where the blessings come from. We need to remind them that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. The blessings of life that we ought to be thankful, but also the burdens of life. Don't miss this. This is the tough one for us. Give thanks in all circumstances, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Surely Paul made a mistake when he said that. No, he didn't. Because he wanted you and I to understand that we have a God that is able to take those troublesome times in our life, and he's able to turn a tragedy into a triumph. He's able to work and do mighty things. The writer of the book of Romans said that I consider that these present sufferings are not to be compared to the glory that should be revealed to us. And by the way, Paul got it. He had a thorn in the flesh, and he prayed three times, the Lord remove it. He didn't remove it. He says, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest in me. We need to thank God even in the burdens of life, even in the benefits of life that God has given us. He's been good, church. And we ought to give thanks for that. And then the last thing I want to mention on this is our thanksgiving is expected. God expects you to give thanks. That's a command that he gives you. A thankful heart demonstrates our faith on a daily basis. By the way, may I tell you, if you're a thankful person, this is the mark of a growing Christian. If you're thankful, you're growing in the Lord, because you understand where everything comes from. Our thanksgiving is a mark of a giving Christian. By the way, what are you giving to the Lord? By the way, we shouldn't give him our leftovers. Amen. We ought to give him our very best. Thank the Lord for that. It is the sign of a glowing Christian. We're to be thankful in the midst of all this because God is working in us in the tough times, in the difficult times. He's good to us. I want to think just a minute as we close. Think about some of the things that God's been good to you about. How about the spiritual blessings? Is someone here thankful for their salvation? Amen. Amen. Someone wants to tell us, someone get up and tell us when you got saved. We'll do it. Yeah, Pam. December the 5th, 1999, Pam got saved. Thank the Lord. Amen. Anyone else want to tell us when you got saved? Yes, sir. October 13, 2013. Thank you, Tater. Anyone else want to just say, hey, I got saved? Yeah, Camden. December 1st, 2012. Thank you, Camden. Anyone else want to tell when you got saved? Was it so long ago? Yes, Carol. 1964. Amen. 1962, Willow Springs Baptist Church. Latham Springs, August 19 what? Oh, I thought you said 32. I'm sorry. I'm just playing. I had to give Dan a hard time. Sorry about that. Okay, Miss Betty. 1949. Amen. By the way, you ought to know you were there. You ought to give thanks for it. How about the physical blessings? You thank God for your eyes? Well, I thank God for the doctor that helps my eyes. Without these right here, your pastor would be in trouble. I need help in the uppers and lowers. How about our hearing? The material blessings. Are you thankful for those? And then the one I really want to talk about, how about the people blessings? How about people that have come in your life and they invested in your life, and that's why you're where you are today? Because they helped you grow in the Lord. They helped you move forward with Christ. Maybe they led you to the Lord. Maybe they've been your teacher in Sunday school. They've been faithful to rightly divide the word of truth. And if they have, you need to thank God. And you need to let them know, thank you. By the way, it is involved in our actions and our words. We declare the thanksgiving, our attitudes. I'm thankful today that there's nothing too difficult for our God. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my healer, my redeemer, my peace, my presence. He's there with me. Without him, I'd never walked a road. Without him, I wouldn't have made it. I'm thankful for my family, for my wife, that this January we'll celebrate 46 years of marriage. She was only 8, and that's what I'm supposed to say anyway. But God's been good to us. He's blessed us with 3 children. He's blessed us with 9 grandchildren. What a blessing. I'm thankful for the church family. I tell you what, our church family, God's been good to us, church. I'm thankful for God's provision. They keep sending me those things. You know, Medicare, what they do is they keep sending you those things about how much your medical stuff has been this year and how much they paid. I think the last report I had, my medical for this year is $143,000. Because every time I do one of those treatments every 3 weeks, it's $15,000. But do you know what? God has provided. I'm standing here today telling you that we have a God that is truly Jehovah Yireh, the God who provides. He's been good to me, and I thank him. I can never thank him enough for what he's done for me. Now, for some here today, you've never given your life to Christ. And we're going to have some staff members up here. Our pastors will be here at the front. All you need to do is come take them by the hand. Say, Pastor, I need Jesus. And they'll sit down. We're going to have someone sit down with you right here, and we'll explain to you how you can invite Jesus. You can have a personal relationship with him. Okay? Others here today, maybe God's leading you to this church to be a part of this fellowship. We invite you to come, maybe join by letter or by statement. God's leading you here. Follow that leadership as he leads you to this place. And I want to tell you what I really do during this time of the year, and y'all know I do this. I've been doing it for many, many years. What I want you to do today in the invitation is I want you to go to some people that have been a blessing in your life. I don't want you to sit in that pew. I want you to get up, and I want you to go across this auditorium. Thank the one that helped you come to Christ. Thank the teacher that encouraged you. Thank somebody that's been a friend to you. Let's give thanks, church. Let's express it today. Don't just sit there. By the way, remember, a thankful heart will express it. And we need to express it. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. And this is going to be joyful because, by the way, God is pleased when we give thanks. That's how we enter into his presence. So the invitation is for those who need Christ, you come and take a pastor by the hand. For those who need to join the church, maybe you've already invited Jesus in your life, you've never been baptized, come on up here. Let's settle that today. Maybe God's calling you to do something else. Whatever he's calling you to do, answer that call. But I believe the bulk of the invitation is we're just going to go forth from all over this place, from here over here to all the way over here. We're going to give thanks to the Lord. And we're going to thank people who have invested in our lives. There's some husbands, you need to get your wife. You need to give her a big old hug and say, thank you, honey, that you put up with me all these years. There's some children, some youth, you need to go to your parents and thank God for your parents. Whatever God's leading you to do, I want you to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But I know the Lord's here in this place today. He's led us in his presence with thanksgiving. And I want us to be thankful people. Let's stand together. And I'm going to lead in a prayer. I finished early, so you'll have time just to go out there and give thanks. Just thank somebody. Boy, there's some people who've been a blessing to you. It's been a long time since you thanked them for that. Father, I thank you for the time you give us today. I thank you for your word that's powerful.